डिक्टेशन न्यू पेशेंट विजिट मीका कुक MICAHCOOK मीका MICAH कुक्स COOKS डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 6/3/95 डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट 4/9/2022 and date of service is 4/18/2022. History of presenting illness, the chief chief complaints are severe headaches, pain in the neck, both shoulders, the entire back, right knee, the left hand, left wrist, pelvis, and the chest. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that occurred on April 9th, 2022. Unfortunately, patient is saying 4/8, and we are not. One moment. Sorry, the date of accident is 4/9/2022. The history of automobile accident is as follows. Miss Mika Cook reports that she was traveling as a restaurant driver. She was a restaurant driver, and there were four more people in total. And accident happened around 2 o'clock in the morning. She was driving a Chrysler 200, and they were hit by a Chevy truck. The accident occurred at Lodge and Wyoming, in Detroit, on South Lodge, Middle Lane. The this is how the accident happened. Patient report that she was the driver, and she saw a truck coming from behind on a very high speed, like almost 100 miles an hour. They were traveling around 60 miles an hour. The other truck was trying to exit in a rush and was missing the exit. And so they hit the rear driver's side of her car, and this caused their car to roll over four times, and then it also hit another car. The car is total damage all around. And the patient report that all the airbags were deployed, and the rear windshield was broken, back window is broken, the other car caught fire, and the driver was drunk and was arrested. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. Patient was taken to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, and where she remained for 4 or 5 hours. Two CAT scans were done. She had a fracture of the pelvis. The X-ray of the pelvis was done. Chest X-ray was done, which was all negative. X-ray of the leg and hands were done. They were all negative. History of presenting illness, patient reports that she's suffering from severe headaches, located in the front, back, right temple, left temple, severe, constant, and sensitive to the noise but not sensitive to the light. Associated factor, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptom of TBI, patient reports that she's suffering from severe dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of memory, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, and spots in the vision. However, there is no loss of vision field or blurry vision, no loss of consciousness, seizures, no incontinence of the urine or bowel. In addition, patient has lightheadedness, weakness, and anxiety, but denies any subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, no depression, panic is reported. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from, besides headache, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, neck pain, which is 8, upper back pain is 10, and then middle back and lower back pain is also 10. Pain in the left shoulder is reported to be 6 to 7. She has a difficult time walking half a block without pain maximum, sleeping up to 6 hours, and sit, she can sit up to 1 hour, stand for 30 minutes without pain. There's a moderate pain in the chest around 6, and pelvic pain is around 7. Right knee pain is also significant, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the patient has a difficult time sitting on the floor or going up and down on the stairs. No radiation of the pain is reported in the upper extremity or lower extremity from neck and the lower back. These pains are described to be present continuously as throbbing, sharp, cramping, punishing, cruel, aching, tiring, and exhausting. And pain is from 6 to 10 on an intensity. ADLs are affected up to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is improved by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, walking, and improved by sitting, lying down, marijuana. Only X-rays and CT scan have been done. No MRIs are done. There was a finding of fracture in the pelvis. The reports are not available right now. There is associated numbness, stinging, pins, and needle in the both hands involving all the fingers. Muscle weakness, especially for the left upper arm, is reported where she drops the phone and dinner plates. Past treatment, no treatment she has been able to get. No therapy or chiropractor has been begun, no doctors since the time of ex-hospital visit. Only home treatment with Tylenol, Motrin, and massage. Medical history is unremarkable except in the area of neurological disease, positive for back and neck pain injury and headaches. Psychiatric is positive for anxiety and panic. Past surgical history is positive for laparoscopic surgery and 5-3-2021 for ovarian cyst in Herzl Hospital. Allergies, none. Family history, patient report, mom is alive but no medical problems. Father is deceased due to heart problem, sickness. And a sibling, she has 4 brothers, 4 sisters. One of them committed suicide. Relationship status, patient is single. And she has a boyfriend, son, 5-year-old. Employment status, patient is a hair stylist and has to stand all day long. Currently, she is not working and she is not on any disability. Legal action, Kevin Grove is the attorney listed for her legal issues. Personal history, patient does not drink, uses marijuana 2 per day, and does not abuse any recreational drugs. General activity and work are affected 9. Ability to concentrate is affected 7, according to the patient. In detail, patient reported that standing and doing yard work are affected 10, running and vacuuming 7, walking is affected 5. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 172/98. Pulse is 52. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature 97.1. Height is 5'5". Weight 166 pounds. Pulse ox is 99. The patient is a 26-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, loving colonicia. And there are no pain faces and hydration is good. No acute distress. Shortness of breath is noted. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination will be from the template. Including neurological examination, which is almost normal. Gait is normal. Musculature examination reveals that there is a severe spasm of the right upper trapezius fiber, middle trapezius, and lower trapezius. And rest of the muscles are intact. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine completely from C2 to L5 with a paraspinal muscle spasm from C2 to L5. With tenderness and location of several trigger points and hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine limited. Forward flexion 30, extension 30, bilateral flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, rotation is 10, hyperextension was painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling is positive, Larmer test positive, distraction test positive, Soto Hall test was positive, myelopathy sign is absent, thoracic spine Roos test was negative, slump test negative, lumbar spine Brzezinski-Kernick test negative, straight leg raise test was positive bilaterally at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Bregar test positive, CAM test positive, and Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are negative, non-tender, but rest of the testing is negative, like standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, fiber test is negative, Gansner test is negative. Extremities examination. The examination of the left shoulder and both wrist and hand and the right knee are positive. Rest of the extremities, which include the right shoulder and the left lower extremity, are normal. To touch and well perfuse without any muscle spasm, very goes in. Good perfusion and good sensations are intact. Gait is normal. The examination of the left shoulder reveals that the patient has a severe spasm in the left trapezius muscles, in the upper fibers, in the cervical fibers and lower fibers. And on palpation, it is quite tender with several trigger points. And range of motions are limited to 75 degrees of abduction without pain, beyond which there is a pain. On active motion, muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were conducted. It was found Hawking Kennedy test was positive, MTBR-CAN test is positive, near test, speed test are positive, anterior and posterior apprehension test positive, drop arm test positive. The examination of the hand and wrist bilaterally revealed the following, that the carpotunnel compression test is positive, Tinel sign, Phelan sign is positive bilaterally, and otherwise, there are no other major swelling or deviation, muscle atrophy. Kinar prominence is not atrophy. Muscle weakness in the left side is 4/5. Reflexes are normal, grip are normal. Motor power 4/5 on the left, 5/5 on the right. Peripheral pulsations are intact. Examination of the pelvis was not conducted. It is possible that the patient has some fracture of the pelvic area, but we will have the reports from the hospital considered on the next visit. Patient seems like walking pretty reasonably good. The examination of the right hip reveals that on inspection there are no scar or erythematosus. On palpation there is moderate tenderness in the peripatellar region with slight swelling, but no asymmetry. It doesn't feel warm or cold. There are no crepitus, grinding noise on movements, and flexion from full extension is 135. Collateral ligaments are intact motor power is normal, no valgus varus abnormality is identified. Steinman sign and McMurray sign are normal. Posterior drawer, anterior drawer is also negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2XXV, CNS, R51, R42, G44.329, S09.90, and nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, chest trauma, blunt chest trauma, I don't have the code for it. Left shoulder pain, M25.512, M75.110, 75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. The wrist, M25.531, M25.532, the G56.01, G56.02. Pain in the right knee, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202, cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24. S23.3XXA. In the lumbar spine, M51.27, 54.16, 54.42. Plan of care for Mika Cook is from the template. Treatment plan for Mika Cook is as follows. First, the physical therapy is ordered, yes, 3 times per week at her choice place. We have requested that she consider chiropractic treatment as well as the acupuncture and physical therapy, home therapy, including McKenzie exercises at home, yoga exercises. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are provided to the patient as follows. First, Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Pregabalin, Lyrica, is provided for pain relief, nerve medication. Tizanidine is 4 milligram daily for relieving the muscle spasm for all the muscles, especially the trapezius muscle. Dunista, 1 milligram at night for sleep. Lidocaine patch twice a day for help with the local pain, topical. Curisets, 1 to 12 every 6 hours, PRN, 60 tablets for headaches. For narcotic pain relief, for improving the ADL and improving the sleep, Tramadol, ER 100 milligrams twice a day is provided. In addition, patient is provided with Narco 7.5, 325 once a day, 7 days for 7 tablets for help with the pain. In addition, because she has a fracture, Migranal nasal spray, 1 every 12 hours. For several severe migraine headaches. The paragraph 4, 5, 6, which include non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry are all yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered right now. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are not available. Surgical options, none are warranted. Neuropsych evaluation is not being warranted right now. If patient keep complaining, then we'll order some testing. Provision of attended care and caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records not warranted. Past medical records we have ordered release from the Sai Nagarnath Hospital. Investigations. I'm not ordering any new investigation except MRI complete spine has been ordered to identify the pathology so that further treatment plan can be tailored for her needs. DMEs. The patient is been provided with a knee brace, neck brace, and a tense unit. to help with the healing process, education, yes. New appointment will be 10 days from now. Disability is, patient is disabled for working and the dictation. Thank you.